Cheers.
Hello, hello.
Happy birthday to me.
Happy post birthday to Krista.
What a great day. What a great day. The ripe age of 34.
Still young. Still young.
Mm-hmm.
Although,
yep. What?
The body starts to fall apart in your 30s, I swear.
Yeah, once you turn 30, you like wake up and you're like, I slept weird. My neck hurts.
Yep, yep.
It's not good.
And not legs, bad. It takes, instead of 2 days to recover, it's like 3 to 4 now.
Yeah.
And then like taking a dump, getting up from that, forget about it. We all been
you
there.
You went there.
We all been there.
You went there. That's great.
Yep.
No, I mean, it was a wonderful day.
And then let's talk to like... You can't drink like you used to when you're 21.
yes. So
my goodness, things hurt.
And it's funny because like Friday night we went out with friends to like pre-celebrate, and
it was a birthday week.
Yeah, and like I drank like my normal amount.
We had a bottle of wine for the table. There's four of us. Do the math. That's like a glass a piece.
Yeah. And plus I had a tequila shot beforehand because that's just my ML. And I woke up the next morning and I had the biggest headache.
Yeah.
I don't get it. And then last night we did the same exact thing, a little bit more, and I was fine.
Yeah. Maybe it was hydration. Maybe Friday you're a little dehydrated, so the... You know what I mean?
I don't think so, because I had like my gallon of water. I know.
I don't know.
My body is just, it was like, nope, you're going to have a migraine for the whole day of your birthday.
Yeah.
But.
Good times.
It's okay. You live and you learn, and maybe that's a sign to just switch to straight vodka, like I've been saying.
Wow. That's like an alcoholic.
No, but like Tito's.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, or just stop drinking.
Well, let's not go that far.
Or just that, maybe, like, liquid IV is so good. The element is so good. Any kind of electrolytes afterwards. That's why people drink, like, Pedialyte.
No, what I'm hearing is we need to start buying more better quality wine, because the cheap $10 bottles is giving you headaches.
But the one that I had Friday was not cheap.
Yeah.
Well, okay, that's a scam, though. Like, when you go out to dinner and stuff like that, we got our normal bottle of wine, and they're like, oh, it's like $50. And I'm like...
Sold at the grocery store today for 20.
15.
15?
Well, the one Friday night was like $50, I think. And, like, usually it's like...
20, 25.
Yeah. And then last night... I think it was like 40, and yeah. I found it at the store for $15.16 or something like that.
Yeah.
I was like, are you shitting me? You're kidding me, right?
They got to make like, their overhead somehow.
I know that, but, and I guess it's like, okay, well, you have the experience of the restaurant, and they're going to uncork it for you, and you're going to, you know, swirl it around, and what was, they were... Our friends were holding the wine over
the menu to see if you can read through the wine to the menu.
I'm not going to spill my wine.
But
I can on this one.
Yeah, but the depth of it. So like, you know what I mean? Like a good.
Oh, it looks magnified.
Right. Well, it's the glass, honey. That's what glass does.
Oh, shit.
That's why glasses are glass.
I am so smart.
Wow.
Take another drink on that one.
Okay. This is what I deal with people on a daily basis. I have to explain the simple things to my wife.
Don't make fun of me.
When glass is contoured, that's how they create.
Okay. Oh, okay. I got it. I am so book smart. It's like, I really am. I'm very smart when it comes to certain things, but then common sense.
Not so much. My wife.
My wife. How much?
Well, hopefully you're not for sale.
No, not at all. And then, yeah, Saturday I actually like got my hair done, like got a blowout for those girls who know what that is. And Josh, I know you're going to go there of what a blowout is. So.
Fellas, you know what a blowout is.
Oh my gosh. But it was a good day.
We reference different things.
Yeah, I know. But it was a really good day. And I think having another year with just friends and experiences. Like, we cheersed earlier to it.
Back to your happy place.
Yeah, back to my happy place. And just, I just feel different.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
I see a difference in you.
And I feel more inspired and, like, creative.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can freely be myself. Well, I think it's the heat.
Yeah, you start to lose your marbles.
Yeah.
Everyone gets a little insane out here.
I agree.
It's all right.
Just wait.
It's good stuff.
The pastor today was like, I didn't know it was going to be this hot. He moved from, like, Miami. He's like, I didn't know it was going to be this hot. And the Arizona people are like,
just wait until summer.
I don't know why we all have raspy voices, but just wait. Yep. And we're the crazy people that are like, we moved back because we missed it.
Yep.
Lunatics. So who lost their marbles now?
We did.
We did.
Long time ago. Still trying to find them.
I know.
It's all right.
I have something else of yours up on our mantle.
My balls? Is that what you're
saying? Yes. Good times, good times.
Yep, it's like those Chinese
Okay, we don't wanna like know about that.
What?
But
palm ball, you know what I mean?
Yes, I know. Yes, I know.
Okay.
Now it's gonna have to be E and not clean.
That's clean as heck. Is it? Curse?
Okay.
My goodness.
Okay. All right. So what do you want to talk about today? Famous last word.
It's the age old question. Every podcast. What can we influence these listeners with instead of our banter back and forth of nonsense?
But I like our banter back and forth. And I also love that you called it banter. I'm obsessed. Here's another hint to my car that I'm getting. I'm obsessed with like British culture and like their different like slang for things.
It's
like
great.
Banter.
Yes. And your car is very posh.
It is very posh. Cute little posh car.
That's right.
But if you got banter, and remember we watched some show, I forget what it was, and it wasn't Gordy Shore, okay? And they had like the, they were saying different words and like for like banter instead of like something else. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think so. I think okay. I remember the show. There was the one where they were,
I don't remember.
They were, what do you call those people that represent other countries in different countries? Ambassadors.
Yeah.
It was that show. And they were ambassadors in London.
Yeah.
And it was funny because it was an American hanging out with a bunch of British people. Yeah. And like the terms and stuff like that that they would use for things.
I love it. I think it's so interesting when people just have different ways to say things. Like they think dumb Americans.
It's pretty accurate.
Pretty accurate. But like we say things very different. Or take Philadelphia for instance. Like we say things that are very odd.
What? It must be in the water.
And then, you know,
jaunt.
The Yinzers say completely different things. Like how every state has their own unique like accents or like words, and I don't know.
Boston, people from Boston.
Boston, you gotta go park your car.
Go park your car. Get some coffee.
I did that a little too well.
And then your New Yorkers.
Yeah, love my New Yorkers.
And Yonkers.
For the Yonkers, go to Brooklyn.
And the Bronx. Yeah, they talk funny too. Then your Midwest people, you know, Wisconsin folk.
Don't you know?
Don't you know now? Wisconsin.
I absolutely love it. It just like, I don't know. And I think that's like an Arizonian thing of, because everyone's a transplant here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like, where are you from? And then you can probably tell off of their accent, or someone like me, I've kind of adjusted it. So that way people don't ask me anymore, but it still comes out when I talk faster. Like I get excited about life.
Your Philly comes out.
Oh, my Philly comes out very hard. It's bad.
First time when we lived in South Carolina, the first time I actually heard someone that had a Southern accent, I nearly pissed myself laughing. It was so funny.
Why?
Because it's just like, it's stereotypical, right? Like dumb redneck, like from the South. And like, you see all these shows or whatever, people portray it. And then I finally met that freaking, you know, South Cackalackin folk. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, you do exist. This is hilarious.
It's not just what is depicted out there on the internet, on the interwebs.
So funny.
But once you travel around and like go to different states, like it, I don't know. I embrace everyone's different like cultures and the way they do different things. Do I agree with all of it? Probably not. But at least like I'm open to it. And I think that's the beauty about traveling just within the United States. So I have a goal to have a Sprinter van, by the way, in this new year of life.
Like before 2024?
No.
Oh, you said this year.
Yeah, this year of life.
Uh-huh.
So how people do like vision boards on January.
Yeah.
Like you should reevaluate your life on your birthday.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. So I do that a lot.
Yeah.
But I still want one.
Well, yeah, it's a future goal. It's a life goal.
Yeah. So we can travel around.
I think it'd be fun.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, my car is first thing first.
That's right.
So talking about cars, that's a great segue.
There you go.
Right? So what do you call it again?
It's called the Prindle.
Prindle.
So everyone knows if you drive an automatic transmission vehicle, which most cars nowadays are, you have the park, reverse, neutral, drive, and sometimes a low gear, so your shifter.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we wanted to kind of touch on sometimes life can be like this gear selector.
Yeah.
And sometimes when you get in your car or when you wake up in the morning for the day, what gear are you going to put yourself in?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I'll use an example. Are you the type of person that when you come home, do you back into your driveway? So that way when you wake up the next morning and leave for work, you're putting your car in drive. You're moving forward.
Ooh.
Or are you going to be somebody that wakes up and has to put your life in reverse because you didn't get ahead like you wanted to yesterday? You didn't prepare, you know, so you're already starting going backwards and then you have to go forward. You know,
yeah, I think it's a guy thing to reverse into parking spots and that kind of and driveways because it annoys me when I have to wait. We're talking about things that annoy us too. Mm-hmm. Remember the shopping carts? When I have to wait for you to park into your parking spot, just pull in like a normal human being.
Nope.
You're going to hit someone. Someone's not going to see you. You're going to be pulled. Backing up.
Mm-mm.
I know.
Mm-mm.
It's easier. I get it.
Yep. Because I'm preparing myself. It's just like exactly. Always sleep with shoes on because you never know if you're going to have to wake up and run out the door. You never know if you're going to have to
compartment.
Right. You never know if you're going to have to get to your car quickly and then you can just drive on out. You don't have to like reverse and then do like a J turn and then like, you know, go that way.
Interesting.
I'm just saying, and especially in crowded parking lots or crowded parking garages, so much easier just to be able to pull right out of your spot than have to back out into traffic and then make your turn and then.
Okay.
See what I'm saying? I'd rather hold up traffic and back into the spot, which once you, you know, guys, we get it, right?
No.
Well.
I'm not a guy, so I don't get it.
I know one guy who listens to this and he'd agree with me. You get used to backing up. You just whip it right into the spot.
I would hit both cars.
Nah.
Yep.
Backing up's easier, in my opinion. Mm-hmm.
I used to be a really good driver when I had to drive into Westchester all the time, and I could parallel park, like, with my eyes closed. Now, forget about it. I can't do it. But, no, I love this analogy because, like, it can be with your life, but it can also be with your mindset, too.
Right.
Like, with anything that you're doing, are you putting yourself in park because you're holding yourself back? Like you're just parked here because this is it. Like this is the pinnacle of life and I shouldn't want more. We were having a conversation with friends last night and like, it's not that like we shouldn't want more or we were like teetering on basically like, we want more, but we feel guilty wanting more because we have more than most people in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And where do you draw that line? When is it enough?
And you also feel undeserving of your success too.
Yeah.
You get that like kind of imposter syndrome when it comes to certain positions.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, when you start to create more generational wealth or whatever it may be,
mm-hmm.
you start to go, oh my gosh, no one in my family has ever progressed like this. Yeah. Or, you know, like, I've only ever dreamt of being in this position. Now I'm here. Do I just, you know, put myself in neutral and coast? Do I put myself in park and stop and just, I'm good for right now?
Yeah.
You know, are you putting it down into high gear again and just keep driving forward?
Mm-hmm.
You know, are you in drive? Are you still foot on the floor accelerating because you know you got more in you?
Yeah.
Like we talk about gas in the tank.
Mm-hmm.
Like sometimes I'm in neutral because my tank is low. So I'm just trying to coast to get to the next spot in life.
Yeah.
Because I'm just trying to maintain momentum, but also I'm not flooring it because I'm just low.
Yeah.
You know, when I'm in park, I'm at the gas pump filling up my cup, filling up the gas tank.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but as soon as I'm back on that highway, it's high gear again. And mm-hmm. it's, you know.
I agree with you. And like you, I love that you said that because sometimes people are like, oh, like you should always be in drive. Like those like heavy hitters that are like, you should just go all out, all in, like put it in drive, don't look back, all that kind of stuff. But if you look at a car, there is a reason there is park, reverse, neutral, drive, low gear.
Each one has a function.
Each one has a purpose and a function.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to utilize all of them. And I think it depends on the season of your life. And if you are in a valley or on the mountaintop, like there are different seasons where like I put myself in park for a while because I had to work on my mental health. Like there was no way I could help anyone else if I didn't help myself, like with pouring up your cup.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you have to reverse it. Give me an example of reversing. Like why would you personally, I want to get your viewpoint. Why would you reverse?
Well, I would reverse because I'm very hard on myself and I'm very self-critical. And so maybe I blew through something in drive and I was in neutral, but my conscience got the best of me. And I was like, dang, I know I didn't do that right. Or I wasn't there for that person like I should have been. Or I didn't train so-and-so properly.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm going to put myself in reverse and kind of back up a little bit. And I'm going to maybe then, again, put it in drive, but revisit whatever situation that was, because I'm the type of person, if I don't do it correctly, I can't just be like, yeah, I'll check it off the box. It's done.
Yeah.
Like, no, you know, I feel guilty for just blowing through it.
Yeah.
And so sometimes I have to put myself in reverse and back up and revisit it. And then sometimes too, you have to not only be in park to work on yourself,
mm-hmm.
but again, it's that whole R for if you want to use it as reverse or revisit or, you know, reflect or whatever R word you want to use for that. But there are times where you have to, you know, pull back and kind of revisit things, relive things if you need to, kind of reflect on your areas that you need to work on and understand if I don't address these, I'm not going to become a better person.
Yeah.
It's just like when a car stages for a drag strip, it does its burnout, it puts itself in drive and you put your foot to the floor and you do a big old burnout to get those tires nice and sticky. They roll through the lights, but they have to reset. They have to reverse. They back themselves up to get themselves properly aligned before they gun it again. And so R can also be for reset. Maybe sometimes in life you need to reset yourself.
Preach.
And, you know, you have to put yourself like that drag car. You have to put yourself in the right groove in order to get the optimal traction, to get your best times, to accelerate, to win the race.
Mm-hmm.
And so that those are times when you have to put yourself in R because you have to realign and get that correct traction, because if you put your foot to the floor and you're just going to spin your wheels there and do nothing, what good is that? You lost the race. The other person's blowing by you.
I love this. And I just thought of park as like being present and a time for rest. Because we're so focused on that drive and moving forward.
I mean, that's where everything happens, is in drive. Yeah.
But we don't stay in the present to take in everything that we have and take a rest and look at everything that you have accomplished in your mind, body, and soul.
Yep.
I love it. Think of something for... I just put neutral for neutral.
Well, neutral, you coast.
Yeah.
You maybe gave
Come on,
it
make
your...
an alliteration.
Okay, well...
Neutral.
Say this. And I'm if people are lost a little bit, but I'm going to keep relating it to a drag race here because this is what I know. So you did your reverse. You're setting yourself up in the staging lanes, as they say. You got yourself aligned correctly in your burnout stripes. That way you get the most traction, right? You're in drive. You freaking gunning at the green light. You know, you're going to win this race. You're giving 110% down the track. Mm-hmm. As soon as you cross that line, boom, you're popping into neutral. You're letting the engine relax. You're letting the transmission decompress. You're letting the drive line kind of come back to neutral, to zero.
Yeah.
You're slowing down so that way you don't go 100 miles an hour into a wall. So maybe neutral is like, hey, I'm in drive. I'm cruising. I'm doing it all. My business is growing and everything. But I see a roadblock coming up ahead. I need to steer the ship somehow, but I need to let off the gas a little bit.
Yeah.
So I put myself in neutral and just kind of ease towards that problem instead of it hitting it head on.
Ooh, that's
and you can
good,
also
yeah.
do that in life too.
Mm.
You know, maybe you're starting to see your relationship taking a turn. You know, you start seeing your significant other fading away. You don't have that spark anymore, or you're just not being present with one another. Maybe there's some times where you need to be in park together to enjoy one another. But you know, maybe you have to put yourself in neutral because you need to reevaluate, you need to slow down that scenery so that way you can redirect yourself better before you go 110% into a wall, into a problem, into a breakup, into something where you didn't see it coming because you were going so fast.
That's so good. I appreciate that.
I don't know what that noise was.
I don't know what that noise is either.
Wild.
That's really weird. But, because, you know, I'm book smart here. So, like, low. When do you go in low with the car?
Low is when you're stuck in the stuff. When you are
in the valley of the darkness.
And you just feel like you're spinning wheels. You got zero traction. You're high centered. That car is just in some thick mud. You are stuck. And if you put it in drive.
That's where your redneck Pennsylvania just came out.
That's right.
In the thick of the mud.
So low is designed that you need all optimal torque sent to all the wheels.
What is torque?
Torque?
Yeah. Layman's terms.
Layman's terms?
Yeah.
It's the force. So you have horsepower and torque. Torque numbers win races because that's the gosh. Okay. If anyone's ever driven an electric vehicle, that massive the quickness of the acceleration from 0 to 60, that's torque that gets you there. Anything above 60 to like 100, that's horsepower.
Okay.
So once you have the momentum going, that's horsepower. To get the initial oomph off the line, that's torque. So maybe you need a good shove. Maybe you've been procrastinating working out. Maybe you haven't taken that leap of faith with a new business idea or that asking that person out. Or you just need a whole new habit or routine change.
Yep.
That's going to be that torque, that slam, that initial oomph to get you going, to get you off onto the start of the race.
Jumping into the fear.
Right.
Pretty much.
And then once you're in it, keep you moving, you bump yourself back in the drive. But that low is when you're stuck too. When you don't know what to do.
Ooh.
When you just feel like every day I'm waking up spinning my wheels. What's going on? I don't get this. I'm going nowhere. You know, I just feel like I'm up to my eyeballs with problems and I don't have a solution.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just need to put yourself down and low. You're not going to go very fast, but you're going to get through it.
I love this analogy. I wonder who came up with this.
You did.
I know I did.
But you had no idea I had all this in my pocket.
Well, let's be real. Josh has more car knowledge than I do because you work in that industry. And I knew you could relate it to everything. I just thought of the idea and I was like, one night, this is how ideas for this podcast come up, by the way. One night I'm laying in bed and I'm like, our mind is like park. Like I was not on any drugs or drinking at all. I just thought out of nowhere, I'm like, our mind is like park, reverse, neutral, drive. And Josh is like, and low. And I'm like, let me write that down. And I put it in my phone, like, that's how all of these podcasts come about.
But I'm also going to say this. Two things.
Say it.
Two things.
Don't spray it.
Super excited that you're like thinking of car stuff because you're slowly becoming a car queen and I love it.
I love it. Okay. So I am between an electric car and a turbo yeah. S
yep.
car. Okay.
I'm going to get you on a racetrack before you know it.
And with one of the cars that like we built or whatever, if it comes with this certain package, you can take it to the racetrack.
Mm-hmm.
And I am so excited because I have always wanted to do that. But I'm also an adrenaline junkie. Like, I want to jump out of a plane. We're going on a hot air balloon ride after we settle on the house. Like, I want to do all of these things.
But also, too, every time we've ever gone go-karting, you spank my butt. I
whip everyone's butt. Yeah. Like, Josh and I went for his birthday last year.
Yeah, we're going again.
Okay, good. Can we go to Maverick, even though you don't bowl?
Sure.
For your birthday.
Oh, okay.
I'm kidding.
No, we're going to Octane.
Oh, yes. So, we'll go there. And last time, we were on the trip. It was just us two. Because I think you just took a day off. And I was like, yeah, screw it, whatever. And we were with like another group of people.
A bachelor party.
Yeah, it was a bachelor party. I was the only girl on the track. I smoked everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, what the heck? Like, we just got smoked by this girl. I'm like, yeah, please don't mess around with me.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
I love it. I'm an adrenaline junkie. But
the other thing too, back to this.
Oh, please. Yeah, let's talk about the actual topic. Uh-huh.
Low. And not to get sappy here, yep. gentlemen, but low can also be for love.
Love.
Because sometimes...
Can we play some music off of that?
Some Barry White. But, you know, low can be for love. Like, you want to slow down. You want to enjoy every moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't want to rush through it and drive. You don't want to coast through it because you still want to give it maximum effort. You mm-hmm. definitely don't want to reverse in a love situation. And who the heck wants to park? In no. a love spot.
No one.
I don't. I want to keep moving forward. I want to keep growing. I want to keep, you know, building that relationship.
But why not in drive?
Because you go too fast.
Exactly.
You don't want to rush it.
No.
It takes time.
It does.
And you want to be present. You want to, you want to communicate. You want to, you know, not just blow through certain doors.
Yeah.
By going too fast.
And a lot of people do not use low in their car very often.
No.
Because they don't have a need for it. But I think in our minds and in our life, we need that low more.
Mm-hmm.
Because yes, like we're not parking it and resting, but like we can level set and be level with other people and enjoy every single moment.
Mm-hmm.
I like the love.
Yep.
'Cause it's not just about significant others too. It's about like taking it slow and loving those around you.
Right.
Love thy neighbor.
Yep.
Okay.
And then to kind of expand on this whole idea, I just thought of this too, is think of the vehicle that which you're in, because those can always change. You can think of your stages of your life, your succession in your growth process, or, you know, working on yourself.
Yeah.
You know, you can start out in a Kia, you know, a Hyundai, a Mitsubishi, right?
My first car.
Was a Hyundai.
Actually, no.
It was a Dodge Neon.
It was a Dodge Neon.
Which is even a step down below a Hyundai.
But someone T-boned me. So that...
Jury's still out on whose fault that was.
Oh, it was hands down both of our faults.
Okay.
So I will not say it was not my fault.
Because
I shouldn't have made that turn.
Yeah.
But he shouldn't have gone around that car.
I digress, back to my whole idea here. Is that, you know, you could, depending on what kind of vehicle you're in,
yeah.
You know, is the stage of life that you're in.
Yeah.
You know, and as you progress, you level up just like you do with your homes, just like you do with your car. You know, as certain situations, maybe you have a family, so you go and get like a minivan or something like that. Or maybe you are into cars, so you start out with what you can afford and then you slowly progress into, you know, a more higher end sports car. Or
Maybe you're another listener, she progressed so much in her business, she bought herself a Benz. Circumstances, know, with
allow you to do that.
Well, totaling a car, but looking at the bigger picture and the blessings that she has, then was like, I have done so well, let me just get this Benz. Like, yeah, you deserve that and more.
Right. You know, or you become an executive or like a CEO. So you're like, okay, I need that executive class, I need that S class, or I need that, you know, A8 series or, you know, 8 series BMW or whatever, right?
Yeah.
G-Wagon, you know, list goes on and on, but all those cars have the same park reverse neutral drive.
Yes, they do.
Right? And it just depends on where you're at in life, how cush is your interior, mm-hmm. how much horsepower do you have? They all do the same functions.
Do you have the heated seats or right. the cooling seats?
Ooh, or the Cadillac and BMW also have it too. The
massaging?
Well, most, yeah, they do.
Yeah.
But the neck scarf, they call it. It's where you have the cold air that blows down your neck.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. It's like called the air scarf or something like
Maybe
that.
Maybe I don't want my car.
Why?
No, I do.
Yeah.
It's fast. I can change colors of the interior lights. Beep, beep.
But, yeah, I mean, you know, just to kind of go along with that, too, is they all do the same function.
Yeah.
But we're all in different vehicles in our life. Just like we talk about, you know, don't relate yourself to chapter 2 of someone's chapter 13 when they've lived a bunch of stuff, mm-hmm. you know, or they've had success. You know, you can't say, oh, I'm driving a Kia and this person's in a Benz.
Must be nice.
Right. You'll get there.
You will.
You know, just keep going.
Stay and drive.
That's right.
Utilize every function of that car.
Yeah.
Until you're done with it.
That's right.
And level up. Yep. And keep doing that over and over and over again.
It's like working out. You know, you start with just body weighted stuff. Then you work out. Then you step up to resistance bands. Then maybe dumbbell, kettlebell work.
Yep.
And then you start doing the machines.
Yep.
And now, you know, you could progress to doing free weights and you know, doing powerlifting competitions because mm-hmm. you've taken those steps.
I miss leg presses.
Yeah, me too. I was thinking I miss a Smith machine.
Oh, man.
But we'll get them. Don't worry.
Okay.
So.
Hamstring curls.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
Anyways. So.
That's all I got, bro.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool. Good. I knew I would get you talking on this topic because anything cars, you're just...
I'm in.
Blah, 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 blah. But thank you so much for tuning in again for this podcast. If you feel like someone needs to hear this, please share it with them. We grow by word of mouth. That is all. I don't know if we're monetizing in the future or not, but as of right now, word of mouth. So we can grow and make sure we're impacting other people's lives in a positive way.
That's right.
Because we have enough negativity out there. We might as well put some positive to counterbalance it. Okay?
I love it.
If you want to just follow us along, you know where to go. peakdrivenllc.com. So that's a wrap, y'all.
That's it?
Yes, it is.
All right. God bless. Love y'all.
All right. Go be the light.